This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. I tried my first plant-based hamburger recently at a food expo. I smiled after I took my first bite and then threw the rest away. It tasted like crap. I smiled because cattle producers need not worry, at least not yet. It seems the chatter around either plant-based or lab-created meat is increasing. Food companies are looking for their next marketing gimmick. I wonder if non-GMO and organic foods are getting a little too mainstream. As others jump on the fad, it no longer sets you apart from the competition. You have to then move on to the next big thing, and that appears to be happening in the form of alternative methods of meat production. Both Tyson and Cargill have begun investing millions of dollars in lab-produced meat. They would tell you that they are no longer beef packing plants, but rather are protein production companies. That sounds much more politically correct. Tyson has invested over $2 million in one company called Future Meat Technologies. Based in Israel, of all places, they have been able to produce meat from animal cells, completely eliminating the need for traditional livestock raising processes. The technology may not yet be perfected, but only two things appear to stand in their way. The first is cost. The cost to produce a single pound of lab beef is extremely high, although it has been coming down. This is natural in the company's startup phase. The first Apple iPhone prototype cost a lot more to make than the 1 millionth iPhone that came off the assembly line. The cost to produce a single pound of lab-grown meat is reportedly around $350. That is one expensive burger. I suppose if you can fill your belly by only eating a quarter pounder, then it will set you back $88. I usually go with a half pound at Fuddruckers. Future Meat Technologies say they have a plan, though, to eventually make lab-grown meat cost competitive with that of traditionally raised beef. I will give them the benefit of the doubt. Their next roadblock to commercial success is making sure it tastes good. If they cannot mimic the aroma and flavor of traditional beef, their market share will be limited, even if they do get the cost down. After trying a bite of the plant-based burger, I can't see widespread acceptance. But as the technology improves, they will narrow the taste gap. Tyson has a major stake in a company called Beyond Meat, a plant-based burger manufacturer. Their website comes right out and says it. Why do you even need animals to make meat? Beyond Meat has not yet made a profit, but they have big plans. Their goal is to be the McDonald's of plant-based meat. Disruption is coming to the livestock industry. Given time, these alternative meat companies can overcome the inherent obstacles of being a food company. They will improve the taste of their food and lower the cost of their product. To maintain their market share, livestock producers will need to win the hearts and minds of their clientele. This means it will come down to a marketing campaign showdown between the livestock industry and foodies to convince the public who has the better project. As consumers are becoming more and more interested in learning about where their food comes from and how it is made, producers should be ready to give a solid response backed in facts as to why they offer the better product. In addition to being a producer, they must also become a salesperson. Despite a long and successful history of providing a safe product, proponents of alternative meat would argue that traditional production methods are not sanitary. Ironically, the same could be said for the meat grown in a lab, as we know nothing about it. Lab-grown meat creates images of mad scientists using some secret ooze to generate their products. That hardly seems sanitary to me. To help disassociate themselves with a laboratory image, they are attempting to adopt the title of clean meat. One survey said that when they asked people if they would try lab meat, the majority said no. When they asked them to try clean meat, the majority said yes. It is all in the name. They have learned that branding their product makes a lot of difference when the public has no idea how it is sourced. The livestock industry is pushing back, saying that it should not be called meat at all. They refer to it as fake meat. Missouri is leading the way. They recently passed a law that says food companies are prohibited from marketing their products that are not derived from harvested production or poultry as meat. The penalty seems insignificant as violators could pay a fine of $1,000 or spend a night in jail. According to the lead economist at CoBank, if this technology is eventually adopted on a broad scale, we would see tremendous disruption to the agriculture industry. Beyond the obvious impacts of less real meat demand, there would be tremendous side effects on global grain production as much of the corn supply goes to feed animals, stopping food companies from labeling their products as a cleaner version of something they are not is vital. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal, Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.